Hello out there in the land of drumming. This is Jeff Indyke. Very, very excited to actually be here today. Today's feature is actually my first, and I wanted to thank Danny Britt for inviting me up here today. And this is my first sub-reaction. Now, this is kind of a practice one, all right? I've never actually done this before, but I'm going to have a little fun here. This is going to be based, as a matter of fact, all these sub-reactions are going to be, right, conclusive, detailed studies based off of my sub-reactions to the work, right, that Danny has done on his 60-second drum lesson. Now, one of the things, right, that I'm going to do today is I'm going to sort of counter-react with a different system of thought based off of one of Danny's thoughts. It's kind of hip, right, because I've been doing this counter-idea all these years based off of the idea, right, that Danny had done. So this is sort of like a counter-sub-reaction, I guess, for my first presentation. Now, the idea, right, that Danny presented was basically built off of the Make Me Smile solo by Danny Serapin. The idea, right, that Danny presented, now I'm going to go through a little of this, and then, all right, I'm going to actually give you, right, sort of a sub-reaction of something, right, that I have been doing. The theme, right, that Danny did was basically built off of the right, right, left, right, right, left, right, right, left, right, right, left, right, left, right, left. It kind of, right, the way that Danny Serapin did it, right, in a solo, right, was more mobile. So, but it has, right, that kind of, like, so the first thing, right, that I kind of thought of was as, in sort of a rock setting, is as just thinking of the idea more as sort of like a syncopated type of a fill setting. So you take that one, and you kind of visualize that as like setting up three measures of rhythm first. One of the things, all right, that I began doing. Now, I'm in the middle, right, of producing, right, a series called the Genetic Funk DVD, The Final Frontier. I started doing the idea today, but the hip thing about it is I started, right, taking, right, the theme, right, that Danny had produced, right, with more of a left-hand accent, and then put it onto the tom-toms with, like, one hand on one tom-tom and another hand on another tom-tom and getting kind of like a the clux there, which I think, right, you guys, right, should try to create, right, your own sort of sequences there, is there, right, I was doing one-on-one. So it's taking, right, Danny's idea, one, two, and then filling up the gamut. Two, three, four. Another thing, right, that you can get into, if you want to kind of create, like, more space, is to actually continue on, right, with three more measures. The cool part about this is that here you're a little more on the hot seat in terms of the ideas, right, that you choose to incorporate. So there, right, it's three measures. That's the first system. Now, the next system, all right, that I wanted to do is play the idea, all right, in the style, all right, of some different drummers. So I'm going to kind of, since I'm sort of geneticizing, all right, these days, kind of, all right, I think, all right, throw that out for today. The hippest part, all right, about this whole system is Now, when you play it right that way, you're getting a right like the... First of all, right, I'm backing up a right, the right stroke, and I'm on the hi-hat. Now, what I'm going to do first is, first let me play it across a full measure. Now, you'll notice right there, all right, I present the idea as a beginning. Go the other way is interesting. So here, right, we start the right, I think, right, with three measures of rhythm ahead. Pick a topic. I think, right, I'll pick that Tony Williams topic, that sort of like loose. One, you'll notice, all right, that I added da-da-da-da-da-da at the end to single strokes. So you can, that's kind of like more of a buddy kind of a feel where da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And the nice part about that is it kind of pops back, all right? So if you want to kind of create that popping back feel. Now that's, all right, the next thought. You'll notice, all right, I'm barking, not barking, but kind of creating like a, Tony Williams used to do this. As a matter of fact, right, he used to vamp on that, but here, right, since we're in the serpent style, I'm resolving it. I want to show you something really hip. What I did is, as off of Danny's idea, I added right, a little bit right, of a variable to that. It was basically built off of a linearization. Let me see right, if I can't repeat what I did a little bit slower. It's in how I'm resolving it. So I'm basically kind of like a, I think right, that's what I was doing. So you, and then it kind of resolves it. But I want you guys right, to sort of use more of your imagination. I think, right, and it's kind of right the way that I think that the best way, right, to use Danny's 60-second approaches is expanding them and sub-reacting. And I'm hoping, right, that my series here, and these are totally experimental, totally improvisational, right, will give you guys, right, that motivation, right, to take these single 60-second ideas, and they are, you know, and then motivate them into sort of a longer execution. Today, right, I'm giving you guys, right, one focus on one idea. I just wanted to kind of, right, as a first time, because this is the first production, kind of keep it about there. Now, I want to just talk, right, a little bit around a couple of other things, and a funny thing about today is I ended up staying on Danny's idea. I didn't do, right, the other reaction, all right, which I may get to in, like, a part two. Last thing, right, that I wanted to say, right, about this is, on the feel of the rhythm, if you like this, and you want to fragment it. Now, if you guys are right, have paid a lot of attention to my concepts, you'll know right that I love fragmenting. Now, if I take, now what part of the beat am I ending on? I'm on the and of two. Now watch what happens. Four, five, six,
in essence,
one and the two and that. From that point, the right, you have to kind of make up, right, your choice, a right of tactics. Now, since I'm on the Genetic Funk DVD series now, it's actually the final frontier. It hasn't even been released yet. I'm thinking about another style. So, you know, I might already even go right into Bonham, for example. That's one of my favorite things. Also, too, based off of the drumradio.com thing that I did just recently, built up of the Immigrant Song. You can kind of hear that there, right? I'm kind of into this. So we do the idea. Thought for today is the echo. I love to counter echo off of the dub. So in other words, one and a two and a ba. It's one and a two and a e. Another e of three. Now you'll notice, all right, I'm going to resolve it back right to four. A little finale. A little bit of a Tony Williams ritardando there. Really nice to be here. Well, this has been, all right, my first, and this is, all right, a famous turning of the page of history, because I got a kind of feeling, right, that I'm going to turn this into sort of a series eventually. Of course, all right, it's going to be co-done, all right, with Nanny, but my first sub-reaction. Very, very cool to be here. You guys already know where you can catch me since I'm on Danny's Brits website. But if you guys, all right, would like to hear more, you guys, all right, can always check me out, all right, my Dial-A-Beat hotline, of course, all right. All the information is pretty much up on the page. So real good to be here. And, of course, all right, thank you, Danny, all right, for inviting me to my first sub-reaction number one. Thank you.